always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian Yan. You are tuned in to Yada the King Radio. Check it out, man. We got C's on tonight, man. A special guest. He's going to be with us. We're talking true growth. Are you making sure you're growing in the Lord? But right now, let's get into this track right here. Papa Son featuring the truth called Step Up. Man, let's go hard. Let's get it.
Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees.
No matter where I'm coming from, give me the Bible, give me the Bible, give me the Bible in my hand. What if I step it up a little bit faster? Don't bother with the crime and disaster. Who is it? No, pretty bit, tower be stand. Cross a couple of the run, say what a bomb bomber. Magnificent, you're worried that your manifestation. You come instead of the rhythm, I'm about the version.
Man, I'm running, I really wanna go higher. Yeah. And I'm running and gunning at the Messiah. And I'm really pushing and making my way to Zion. Anybody else in the building got a desire? Yeah. Go deeper, go seek them. You don't wanna settle for me, then you're gonna fire. It's burning, it's white hot. And I got a fantasy that I never retire.
Step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees.
Other of us may give us time, may give them melody, what's the place? I'm a father, give me the love and the grace. Hey, I'm the ability to finish a race. Now make it over, go back to the beach, I'll show the champion. Tell the world who works, the father got it to be the man. Stop it, I'm a second, I'm a master, I'm a version. God, number one.
Everybody in the building got a hand up. Only cause he delivered until the handcuffs. Been forgiven by the master. Let the truth live and you never want to be stagnant. No, know that can be a hazard. Even though you weary the spirit, I hear the masters call. Keep pressing and persevering, take it all the way up to you. Home.
Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees.
Where is your seat? Why you looking down? Keep your head up high, no man can take your crown.
Eyes to the sky.
Father God, we'll find a better way. Open up your eyes to see another
day. Talk to him, Papa.
Where is your seat? Why you looking down? Keep your head up high, no man can take your crown. Father God, we'll find a better way.
Eyes to the
sky. Open up your eyes to see.
We ain't done yet.
Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees. Man, I step up, you know, said that them can't talk to we. Turn the flame up and take it to 100 degrees.
us, but ain't nothing wrong with us. Hey, crazy.
Sorry, did we interrupt? Yeah, that's us. Causing ruckus for the only one who woke us up. And we ain't budging, but you saying that we bugging like we crazy. But there's something that we laying down. How you supposed to know? How could you understand the life we living if you never stare down? Hot box messages, homie, this is how we air it out. I noticed that you have a lot of names for us, shameful. But it never seems to make us change course. Yes, of course, this is just so you're informed that we might come off as lunatics, but really that's the norm. Wait, is it?
What?
I don't know, skip it. They see us smiling when we live the truth, they think we kidding.
Okay.
But then we wildin' when we in the place, jumping and kicking. That's how we express. Praise till we breathless. Life's too short to be conservative. If you got a passion brewing in you, let them surface it. Till they wonder,
crazy or not? Are we crazy or not? Are we crazy or not? Are we crazy or not?
Are we crazy or not?
You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah.
You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah. And you full of it.
Yeah, I heard it all, and the reason that they're saying that is cause I serve the Lord. I be reason past the hatred. Statements are deflated. His word sharp as a sword. Took there's a point I'm making. We hot cause the sun's on hot. Beaming down from the sky like the saints on fire. That's how we spread flames. Raising up dead things, physical and unseen. Words cut deep, so the majority of the media decreases when we talk about Jesus. He ain't a secret. We bring the truth where they be at. So relax, please, cause it's unlikely that we gon' stop preaching the gospel cause you uncomfortable. When we step inside the room, you're convicted, but that's the mission. God's image, attracting you to love living. For him and hate sinning. You see we ain't quitting, so get with it. All aboard, get your train ticket.
Crazy or not? Are we crazy or not? Are we crazy or not? Are we crazy or not?
Are we crazy or not? Are we crazy or not? Are we crazy or not? Are we crazy or not? Are we crazy or not?
You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah.
You crazy?
Nah.
You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah. You crazy? Nah.
I used to pop bottles every Saturday night and travel around the world on international flights. Short days, long nights, cause my hustle was tight. Some would say I was living the life. But I lost stripes cause I gave up the world in a moment for eternity to walk with the Lord. Now they telling me I'm crazy cause I'm going in hard and took a detour. Now I'm on Believers Boulevard shouting hallelujah, praises to our maker, the Alpha and Omega who delivered us from Lucifer. See, we believers and we know that he's the way, but they deny the faith because they eyes can't see. So they doubting every word and every prophecy, like how we heal the sick and how we split the sea, and how can faith like a mustard seed remove a whole mountain. The answer's in his living water. Come and drink from the fountain.
All right, we are here today with special guest C's, man. C's, tell me a little bit real quick, man. Where you from and how'd you get the name, boss?
Man, you know me. I rep that Northwest 253 Tech Town Finest. Shout out to Seattle. You know what I mean? Big brother, Seattle. So we from that Northwest. And C's, the name, basically means to take back. And that's exactly what I declared to do, was take back what the enemy has stole from me. I added the movement onto the end of it because I feel like it's just not for me, it's for everybody, and this is a movement we want to take back and take authority, power over the enemy camp, and just declare that we're taking back what the devil has stole from us over these years.
All right, that's what's up, man. Well, the way we get things going, man, we just get it popping with the testimony, bro. Talk to me, man, about how you came to know Jesus Christ.
Man, born and raised in the church. I thank God for a family that, you know, we didn't have no choice. We were made to go to church. And so,
yeah.
You know, you better get up, man, go to Sunday school, got your little offering and everything. So, born and raised in the church, got the testimony from, you know, just your average guy who, like everybody else, when you get older, you get your choices, you know, whether you want to go or not go. I chose not to go. And so straight away a little bit, and I thank God that because of the foundation was right, able to come full circle, and God, thus when I was older, proved itself to be worthy. Went through a lot of trials and tribulations. Even saw my hand of almost dying, my death experience. And I just thank God for grace and mercy, you know, which is renewed every morning. And because of grace and mercy, I'm able to stand here, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, unashamed of Jesus, and just knowing Him for myself. Not just, yeah, we make you go to church when you're younger, but now, man, I'm running to the church, man, because I'm excited every time I step into those four walls, every time I'm outside of the four walls, just every day, just living for Jesus, loving on Jesus, and I'm excited for Him because I know He was excited for me.
Right. That's good stuff, man. I like that transformation, because I feel like there's a lot of people that are just like you. As soon as they get that choice, they're out of the church.
Oh yeah.
You know
what I'm
saying? Man. So and you talked a little bit about the things that, you know, kind of that makes you want to go to church. Just give us a little bit, you know, a clearer understanding of what were some of those things that took place that made you say, "Man, I need to be a part of, first of all, the body of Christ, but also being part of, you know, being saved yourself."
Well, a lot of things happened to me here recently. Three years ago, my mom passed away from cancer. God rest her soul. But when I found out she was sick is when I kind of just was done with the church scene.
Yeah.
You know, because again, you know, being a gospel rapper, dropped my first album in 2005, got that zeal for God on fire for Him, because, again, with that death experience, He told me that He called me for His purpose, for me to do His will, and if I didn't, then I'd end up in hell, basically, in a nutshell. You know, He came a straight blunt, and it was like, you know, then it was like, man, I gotta go hard for God, because this is definitely not where I want to spend eternity,
right?
Not in hell burning. No, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. So, you know, going through, you know, life's journey, and then my mom passed away, being diagnosed with cancer, I felt a love loss. And what I mean by that is, you know, no shun on anybody's church or anything like that, but I felt I was going through such a traumatic experience, and I didn't really feel the connection from the brethren like I thought I should.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because I hear that excuse a lot sometimes, you know, when people, they say they don't want to come to the church because of people, you know, but I thank God as I'm growing in Christ, I know, man, people are going to be people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to church for people, I go to church for God, you know, but it took this experience for me to learn that. So because of that, that love loss was there, and nobody really reached out to me at that time except, you know, just a couple of my friends. They knew about it, but, you know, you stop going to church and nobody asked, you know, where you at? You know, how come you ain't coming to church and stuff like that? And, you know, some, I've heard some people say, you know, they thought I was working and thought I was busy and this and that. And I feel like, you know, if I'm a vital part of the body, because at the end of the day, it's all about the body.
Yeah.
You know, if a piece of the body ain't there, a piece of body's missing, somebody need to be figuring out what's going on, because I think everybody, not just me, but everybody is a vital part of the body. You know, we're helpers one to another, and if you feel like you don't see my face, or you think maybe I strayed away, who knows?
Yeah.
I feel as brethren in Christ, we need to come together and hold each other not just accountable, but show more love. Show more compassion. You know what I mean? What are you going through? What's going on? And then that's when, you know, you get some of that real stories. Like, man, you going through, you know, your mom's passing away. Well, I know I can't do nothing but lend prayer and then show you that I'm going to be here for you. Regardless, whatever the trial is, whatever the tribulation is, whatever the situation is, I'm right here with you. And so that's kind of why I strayed the very last time, is because I felt like a love loss. But through that whole experience, sometimes you just get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was sitting on the edge of my bed one night, and I was just tired, man. You find yourself, me and my pops, we was talking about this before, and it's like, when you're saved and you end up backsliding, you go back to the same mess that you left, you mm-hmm. know, cause that's why he says there's nothing new under the sun. So it's like the same stuff that I was free from, I found myself doing again, smoking, drinking a whole lot, cursing people out, a lot of women, you know, just that same rut. And I'm sitting at the edge of my bed like, man, how did I get back here again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so then it was just like the real inside of me, my heart cried out and said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Because every time I do it my way, I end up right here. So what do you want me to do? And that's when I could hear his voice vividly. He told me to just cut all these women off, cut all this stuff off. I got your wife for you. And, you know, then he began to be able to work on the inner man.
Yeah.
I got grounded and founded back in the church because a pastor, he kept coming around. It was funny. I to this day, I tell him, man, just thank you, because he didn't know what he was doing. I was working at Guitar Center at the time, and he would always come in and invite me to his church.
Yeah.
But he would never pressure me. He would just be like, man, you know, there's love for you at my church, man. I want you to come to my church. I want you to come to my church. And one day I finally came, and I can feel the love.
Man, that's good stuff right there, bro. Real good. I like that. It's the simple things that count, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, man. Look, this is what we're going to do. Now that you sold out, we're going to go to this track that's talking about you're not selling out. Man, talk to me about this track, man. How did this come about?
Man, this track came about, actually, what it was is a real-life situation. Basically, what happened was he created this video, right? And in this video, at the end, he was kneeling for prayer underneath the cross, right?
Yeah.
This is supposed to be an R&B video, okay? And so some of the big wigs got a hold of it, and they said, man, they love the video. We would love to play it on our station, but you have to do one of two things. You have to either take the kneel out or you have to take the cross out.
Mm.
You can't have both, okay? Can't have both. You can only have one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, God bless my family. You know what I'm saying? He ended up taking the cross out because he felt like he was in the kneeling position and his arms were, they had that prostrate position to where it kind of forms a cross.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But me, when I heard that, man, it hurt my heart because I'm like, whoa, you know, nah. I don't care. Money, fortune, fame. If this is going to put me on the map and sell me a million records and I'll be set up for life, there's no way that I would ever compromise the vision God gives me. Whether it's, you know, he's doing R&B, if it's R&B, secular music, hip-hop, whatever. If God gives you a vision to do something that uplifts him, and then somebody comes along and says, yo, I'll take you to a whole nother level if you compromise, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Compromise what your vision is. There's no way. And so basically from that situation, I made a song that says, I ain't selling out. You know, a lot of people want you to take Jesus out of the music because they want it to be relatable and crossover. But there's no way that I'm taking Jesus out of any of my songs. So I'll say Jesus a million times. I even got a song called Jesus. It just is what it is. I love my Savior. I'm sold out for my Savior. And that's what I'm saying in the song. I ain't selling out.
All right, this ain't no stranger to the Yacht of the King family. Let's get into this track right here. C's Selling Out on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go.
I'm unashamed of the name. Jesus Christ.
If I say Jesus in my song, they want me quiet. They say if I proclaim the name, then y'all won't buy it. Rather have me be blasphemous and tell a bunch of lies. Them dollars for my compromise. So I ain't selling out.
Shout it out loud, then I'm unashamed. Got you in focus, so I take my aim. Try to pull the plug into me, David Maine. Well, I'm from the hood, well, I seen them killers. Dope boys, gorillas. Women seduce you for a fix, then a stick up, it takes all of it. So when I'm at a change, 180. They will still want to see me down in Hades. Told me to sign for the new Mercedes. Come with a chick, her name Mercedes. Thank God vision no longer hazy. Cause I would have said, forget the payment. Pulling up in that big body Lambo,
Bugatti.
Had me on the mountaintop looking down. Told me that he give me the crown. Put me in front of the sellout crowd. All your boy had to do was bow. You must be tripping, I ain't the one. Roll with the only begotten. So there is nothing you can't offer me that will ever make me turn from me on my teeth. Yeah, this is a movement. Yeah, show you how we do it. I'm turned up, they think I'm gone. But your boy is in the zone. Round of applause for the ones that made it. Didn't sell out for the one payday. Try to throw me down in a lion's den, but got shut them out, so I'm rapping him.
If I say Jesus in my song, they want me quiet. They say if I proclaim the name, then y'all won't buy it. Rather have me be blasphemous and tell a bunch of lies. Them dollars for my compromise.
Turn
so I ain't selling ale.
Wanna see me at a big screen acting? All you gotta do is compromise. Let's shorty show a little bit more thighs. Sponsors, but I drove on a hag. You fit it, say you didn't inhale. Nope. I just lit it. Wanna see the woman in the video? Like, don't stop. Get it. Had me in a cage, trying to tame me. Incredible, hope they wanna see me angry. Still, they tried to stop my grind, but I roll with the sun. See me shine. Talk with the blind, call it faith. Destiny, I'm trying to chase. Your life, do not waste. Daily bread, let me get a play.
They say they got what you need, but they'll suck you dry till you cannot bleed.
Well, I know a man that'll set you free. Took his last breath, then he rose in 3-4. That I'm gonna shout his name, Jesus. Forever reigns, Alpha Omega, Lord. You are my counselor, glory, majesty, dominion, and power. The great I am, saturated in the blood of the slain lamb. God, you are my hero. And they sitting there counting them zeros. I repeat myself till it takes effect. You can gain the world, but then lose your neck. So every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. You can keep your check.
If I say Jesus in my song, they want me quiet. They say if I proclaim the name, then y'all won't buy it. Rather have me be blasphemous and tell a bunch of lies. Them dollars for my compromise.
Turn
so I ain't selling ale.
Smiling.
Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio, hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yachtoftheking.com and advertise today. Mission is back with her brand new EP, The Quad Drop. Now available for free download as well as donation at therealmission.bandcamp.com. All tracks produced by Eshawn Bombay. Also connect with her on Twitter at TheRealMission.
I wanna be better today than a day ago. The price that you pay for me is so unrepayable. I give you all I got.
The Quad Drop, now available at therealmission.bandcamp.com. All right, we back with the homie C's from the great Northwest, man, where we hail. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think we from Cali and all that, but no, we from Seattle. You know what I'm saying? The top left of the map. C's, man, we're going to talk about how you got involved in music ministry, man. First of all, were you rapping growing up? You know what I'm saying? Was this something that you did even before you left the church? Let me know.
Actually, truth be told, man, the very first time I grabbed a mic, we were spitting for Jesus.
Yeah.
I was 14 years old. Me and a friend of mine named Samuel Banner, he goes by Surreal, which is lyrics spelled backwards. We started up a group when we were 14 years old called True, T-R-U-E, which is teaching righteousness and unity everywhere. And that's basically how it started, man, back in the day when you had the tapes, the single tapes, you know what I mean? We didn't have no studio or nothing like that. We just would buy the little singles, and you'd have the single track, and then on the flip side, you'd have the instrument. Exactly, you got it. You got the instrumental. And so we would write some rhymes to the little instrumentals. And it was cool, man, because God opened up a lot of doors with that, being able to go to different churches, exposing us to humility, because a lot of times we didn't really know because we were young. Sometimes we were in self. We got a little cocky. But, you know, God grounded us and brought us back to our senses, letting us know that it's not about us. It's all about Him.
Yeah.
So that it was basically my beginning. In this rap thing, he ended up going down to Florida, Bethune-Cookman, by the time he graduated from high school, and I ended up staying up here. And basically, when we did the little split, I started back doing R&B music again, because we had a little R&B group when I was during high school, too. So I started singing a little bit more, and in that whole ordeal singing, I wasn't really rapping secular, I was just more singing. Is when I had my experience in 2001, and then that's when I wanted to get back on board with my first love, which was rapping. So picked up that pen and pad again, and thus created my first album called He Changed Me, 2005.
Okay, so you've been doing it for a minute. What do you love most about Christian rap, and then what do you hate most about it? Or if there's anything you dislike, I won't say hate.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I love most, man, is creativity, creative ability to be able to me, I'm honest, Christian rap is probably harder than secular rap. Because when you think about it, man, secular rap, I don't really have to be saying much of nothing to be hot. Give me a dope beat and I can make up a little stupid little line that somebody can repeat over and over again, and all of a sudden it's a hit. Right. You know, all you gotta do is turn on the radio and you know what I'm talking about. You know, with Christian rap, it takes a little more thought process. No cursing. Trying to present the word of God, not in a corny fashion, but in a real fashion that's relatable, that you can flip your testimony and speak to some people about some truth. So I think it really taps into, one, having a relationship with Jesus and being able to display that relationship lyrically, effective, and clever.
Yeah.
What I would say I like least, per se, I would say more exposure. Not on a form of, you know, I don't like this about Christian rap or I don't like that about Christian rap. I would say just the exposure of it, you know, because there's a lot of Christian rappers out here, but there's a lot of cats that don't know that we exist. Know what I'm saying?
So the lack of exposure.
It's the lack of exposure and the unity. Lack of exposure and unity. A lot of secular rappers, they unify, man. When they come up, like I say the South, for example, man, they got it pretty locked down. When the South, that South movement kind of hit real good, it was like everybody was unified. Everybody was helping everybody else. Nobody was stepping on each other's neck. They was pulling each other up and things of that nature. And I think that lack of exposure, because if we unified a little more as far as in our market, I think that the exposure would come, because then people would see, you know, these guys are standing firm on what they believe, which is the rock of Jesus, but they ain't coming soft. They coming hard with it.
Yeah.
And you have no choice. You would either get on board or you get out the way, you know. And so it's just formulating an army of soldiers that not necessarily about me. It's just about us lifting up the name of Jesus.
Talk to me, man, about some of the influences, man. Who are the cats that made you say, man, I'm about to do this Christian rap music? Or who even pushed you to become a Christian rapper, man? Talk to me about that.
Honestly, man, back in the day, the only Christian rap that I used to listen to was 2G, Gospel Gangsters. I used to bump Unity Clan. I thought that was pretty dope.
I remember them.
Yeah, I remember them back in the day, you know what I mean? We going, I'm telling my age now, bro.
Well, we about the same, so we good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So Unity Clan was dope. And, I can't remember his name, but there was this one dude, man. Honestly, I can't remember his name, man. I heard him a couple times. Lyrically, man, he was a phenom. I know if I heard his name, I probably remember, but I can't remember his name. But he was dope.
Yeah.
Just being able to spit for Jesus in that type of way, I'd never seen that before, you know, coming up.
Yeah.
I was Church of God in Christ, man. You know, you ain't supposed to rap in church.
Yeah.
is what I was taught. And so, a lot of times when I was coming up, I listened to secular music.
Yeah.
And so just being exposed to my current wife, actually her brother, he's the one that actually showed me a couple of these tapes, because he was from Mississippi and it was a little bit more popping back then down there.
Yeah.
And so he had a couple of these tapes and I listened to them. I'm like, wait a minute, it's Christian. There's Christian, is that rap? That's crazy. You know, it's what my mind went. But basically, that was my first time being exposed to that. But as far as influences go, you know, again, because I listen to a lot of secular music, a lot of my influences music-wise will be secular. You got Wu-Tang Clan, Papoose, the RZA, Busta Rhymes, even Diddy. Back then, we thought we was Diddy when we was coming up. Diddy, Mace, and all them guys, Biggie, Pac, of course. So those were kind of the people that I listened to when I listened to rap. But then on the Christian side, like I said, 2G's Unity Plan are the first guys that really exposed me to Christian music in a rap form.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, man. What's your overall purpose, man?
My overall purpose, man, the reason why I do this thing, first of all, the reason why I do this thing is because Adam won't be here. God called me to do this thing. But the overall purpose, the overall goal, man, is to spread the hope and the love of Jesus. It's not for self-gain. It's not to lift myself up. It's not for me to become this famous or this idol, this music icon. That's not what I want to do, man. I want to preach Jesus. I want to let people know that, because we're in a dying world, man. I want to let people know that just because we're in a dying world doesn't mean that you have to be dying. And what I mean by dying is I mean spiritually. You know, there's no situation that's too hard. There's no circumstance that's too big that Jesus can't come in and fix. God will make the impossible possible if we just believe on Him and trust in His word. And so that's what I really want to do as far as with this music. My music is just a tool, you know, to captivate young people. But at the end of the day, you know, like most real hip hop heads or musicians that love the art know that after the music stops, what are you really saying?
Right.
What are you really telling the people? You know, if you were put on that platform, what are you really going to say? You know, are you going to give shout outs to this person, that person? Are you really going to lift up the name of Jesus? And that's what I want to do. I want to be put in a position where I can just tell them that Jesus is Lord and He died for your sins.
Dope, man. We're going to go to this next track right here. It's called Leaving, man. Leaving You. Talk to me about this song right here, bro.
Leaving You, man, that's one of my, actually, man, it's crazy because that was actually going to be one of the names of the album, was Leaving You, man. My album went through like 4 or 5 different names, man. So Leaving You was one of the names that we had came up with. But this track right here basically talks about life after me repenting when I said, you know, I'm done with this. I don't want to live this way no more. I surrendered myself to Jesus. And basically what this song is telling the enemy is, I'm leaving you. I can't do this no more. I'm leaving you. You know, so that's what this song is saying.
All right, let's hop into it. You're tuned in to Yacht of the King Radio. Yeah. If you just missed some of this interview, go to ydkradio.com and you can start it whenever you want it on demand. Let's get it though. Yacht of the King right here. Leaving You from the homie C's.
There comes a point in every man's life where he has to say enough is enough. Look, see, the tears fall down from the pain that I was feeling. Life was never perfect, but your boy had to deal with it. Wounds turn to scars, tears turn to balls. The path of the righteous is rough, so I gotta go hard. I'm strong, courageous, I'm focused in the zone. Gotta reach the masses before the king calls me home. Not Martin Luther, even though his dream manifested, but the one who bled and died in 3 days resurrected. He's the one I strive to be like. Walk, talk, and see like. If you say impossible, it's possible in my sight. I can say that now, but not a few years back. My mama passed away, all I wanted was that click clack. Boom to my head, would've rather been dead than to go on without her. I remember what she said the night she took her last breath and spoke life in a vision. Gotta give up old habits, true repentance, your decision. So I'm leaving.
I'm leaving you, I can't do this no more. I'm leaving you, I'm gonna run through that door. Oh, I'm leaving you, and I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. Gotta do it right so I won't go wrong.
I won't no more. Let your spirit overflow. If it's not at least to the brim, there is room for sin. Used to think that I was slick, tried to straddle the fence. 1 minute read the word, next minute watching flicks. People say anoint the show, I tell women touch their toes. Turn my back on the church, then the pain it got worse. The life of a superstar, without your presence no more super, I would just be falling hard. Spirit man, black as tar, dirty from my sinful nature. You can't look upon me, dip me in the blood of the savior. I am feeling all alone in the valley of death. Just because the teacher don't speak, he's with you in the test. I know I fail more than the average man. Your purpose was greater, I accept who I am. The giants in the land, but you gave me tools to conquer. My adversary fled cause he was dealing with a monster. So I'm leaving
you,
awake.
Lay awake. Lay awake.
Old life's trying to shake.
Trying to shake.
How much more can I take?
Can I take?
Lord, I need you to make me, mold me, transform me into a new creation. Please, can you change my situation?
Change my situation.
Yeah, I'm patiently waiting, looking up to you, and I'm saying,
I'm so tired of that back and forth thing. Gotta make a change, change. People keep on looking at me strange. I'ma let them haters hate. No time for the games. And if they're right or wrong, second I'ma leave you by the end of the song. That's what I'm yelling. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm leaving you. I'm leaving you.
I'm leaving. Hey. I can't do this.
I just can't do it.
I'm leaving you.
Oh.
I'm gonna run through that
I'm
door.
All right, we back, Yada the King Radio. If you listening and you want to take us with you everywhere, make sure you get the Yada the King app. $1.99. It's on the Android, the iPhone. Pick that up. But right now, we with the homie C's chopping it up. We ready for the topic of the day. I want to know this though, man. You from Tacoma, so are you a Seahawks fan? Let me know about that.
Man, come on, dog. You shouldn't even have to ask that, man. Born and raised in Tacoma, Washington. I got love for the Seattle Seahawks, man.
Okay.
You know, salute to the Seahawks. We playing on Sunday. It's going down. I'm speaking right now. Super Bowl, it's going to be Seahawks versus the Patriots. And this year is going to be our year, man. We firing the refs that be making them phony calls. We firing all them cats that been hating for all these years, talking about we couldn't do it and we always coming up short. Then we firing all them cats. We taking the Super Bowl this year, man.
That's what's up, man. I personally think it's going to be the Seahawks versus the Broncos.
You think it's going to be the Broncos?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Broncos, man. But we'll see.
I don't know. I think, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll find out Sunday. I think the Patriots might get them, though, man. They've been looking really good throughout this season, and the way they've been dominating as far as putting cats to bed during the playoffs and stuff like that. I think they're going to be able to inch past the Broncos a little bit, but there's just going to be no match for, you know, Westbrook. I mean, Wilson, you know what I'm saying, and my man in the backfield, man, they he's too big. The way he comes out the backfield, man, the cats just be falling. I'll be cracking up, man, watching him play. I just be like, man, everybody just bouncing off. He's too big. He's a beast.
Yeah, that's so, what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, that's what's up. We gonna get on some top, some fun facts later. But we're going to talk on the topic of the day, man. It's true growth. I'm going to ask you this, man. What does true growth look like, bro? What do you think?
True growth, man, to me looks like, if you're talking about an individual and you talk about time frame, I'm definitely not going to look the way I looked a year ago.
Yeah.
And I don't mean not just physically. I'm talking mentally. I'm talking spiritually. Because I think the only way that you're going to be able to get true growth, really, in this day and age, and when we're talking about Christian life, is you got to study to show thyself approved.
Yeah.
It's time out for, you know, the only time I spend time in my word is Sunday morning. That's not going to cut it, man. Not nowadays, man. We're living in a world today where suicide rate of not grown-ups, but I'm talking about young people, you know what I'm saying, is high. We're talking about school shootings.
Yeah.
I just heard about another one, man, down in, I think it was in New Mexico. Another school shooting.
Mm.
You know, people packing pistols in movies. You can't even go to the movie theater without possibly getting shot up.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy. It's crazy. And so, what I'm saying by true growth, man, is, like I said, man, this time, last year around this time, you'd be looking at a different guy. This year, man, I've definitely grown spiritually.
Yeah.
I have a true relationship with Jesus. I actually talk with him. I actually pray. I actually speak in tongues. I actually worship. Not just praise, but I worship God. And it's spending that intimate time with God, finding that secret place in him so that he can, the more you pour out, and that's one thing that I've been telling my church a lot of times since I lead praise and worship at my church, is the more you pour out, the more he can pour in.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about stuff. I'm talking about his anointing, his spirit, you know, just being able to feel him and know that he's there. You got to pour something out for him to pour something in, because if you fool all the time, then how are you going? There ain't no room for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to continually pour yourself out in prayer, in fasting, in worship, so that God can come down and basically pour himself, his spirit, his love back into you.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. I definitely think that's important, because a lot of people, or even today, I was reading this blog today by this pastor named H.B. Charles Jr., and I'm not too familiar with who he is, but the blog was pretty cool, man. He was talking about, you know, a lot of times people want numbers to grow. They want church numbers to grow.
Right.
But if it's not an internal growth in the members that are already there, is it really growth, man? And I guess I would ask you, what would you prefer if you had to choose, numbers or internal growth? What would you go with, man?
I'm always going with internal growth. Are you talking to a guy that is, again, the minister of music at a small church?
Yeah.
We don't care about numbers, because numbers don't move God. You know what I'm saying? Our church has been open for 85 years, and with the small few people that we have there, the doors are still open.
Yeah.
God is still adding on renovations, and stuff is getting done. It's because of the Spirit of God that indwells in the place, not because how many people are in the place. Because you can have a church packed full of people that are going to hell.
Right.
You can have a church packed full of people and there's no substance, no word. You can have a church packed full of people and there's, like you said, there's no growth. Nobody's learning nothing. It's a social gathering, you know, to where you come to church to see what shorty got on or who got the biggest hat today, this month. You know, no shun on those people that, you know, that's the way they were brought up. You know, they want to look nice, you know, and the mothers with the big hats. No shun on that. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is a lot of people, that's what they live for as far as going to church. That's what it's all about, is it's a social gathering. I'm coming to talk with my people and have a good time. This is the only time I get to see them is on Sunday, so we're going to have a good time. We're going to, you know, this and that. But we're going to talk about the latest gossip in the church. You know, are we coming to church to gossip or hate on somebody or hate on the next person? No, that's not what it's all about.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter about your numbers. It matters about if the Spirit of God is there. And if the Spirit ain't there, then you need to really seek God in direction of where you need to go.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, man. What roles do pain and rebuke play in true growth?
It's vital. And see, the thing about that is, especially babies in Christ, they got to realize that pain and growth, or you said pain and rebuke, right?
Yeah.
Pain and rebuke, especially openly rebuke. Man, you openly rebuke somebody nowadays in the church, man, you can 9 times out of 10 know that they might not be back ever again.
Yeah.
You know, but see, to me, that shows the age of your spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, because they talked about open rebukes in the Bible. And so if it's biblically sound, that's the thing. If you're standing on the Bible, the true Word of God, and people are preaching and teaching on that, and then you're openly rebuked, it's not to embarrass, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's to convict and correct. Conviction, correction. Not condemn, but correct. And sometimes some of us, as knuckleheads, sometimes that's what we need, is open rebuke, so that it doesn't necessarily embarrass us, but I know that if I'm openly rebuked, I definitely don't want to be openly rebuked again.
Right.
So whatever I was doing to get openly rebuked, I'm definitely not going to do again.
Right.
You know? And so then that's where correction comes. And then I feel like if you felt like, let's say it was the man of God or even the woman of God that openly rebuked you or something like that, whatever happened to, you know, if you felt offended, going to your brother or sister and telling them what offended you so that you can get understanding, because maybe they didn't know they offended you. Maybe they were, you know, saying something that they felt was right at that particular time, or they were being led of the Spirit. You know, whatever happened to that? A lot of people, they act like they can't communicate.
Right.
You know, like communication is just wrong in the church. Man, sometimes if something's bothering you, I should be able to come to the man of God, because, yes, he's held at a higher standing. He's the man of God. He's the one that's leading the flock. But I should still be able to talk to the man of God as a person, you know, to be able to be like, hey, man, this and that offended me. And then I know that if he's a real spirit-led man, he would tell me why he did what he did. And if it did offend you, I definitely don't want to offend you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want to hinder your growth. Because a lot of times, see, we go back to what I was talking about at the beginning, when the love loss comes, a lot of people are offended in the church, and so then they turn their back on church because they're offended.
Yeah.
Not because God did anything. And so they completely shut out God, and I don't want to have anything to do with God because somebody offended me.
Right.
And again, that just shows spiritual growth.
Right.
So I think they all tie hand in hand.
Yeah, no, that's good, man. And I think that the biggest thing you said was correction.
Right.
That's the key. And I'm going to say this. There is times where there does need to be open rebuke. But also the Bible does talk about times where you take your brother to the side. Speaking of stepping to the side, let's take a station ID break, and we'll be right back on Yacht of the King.
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yacht of the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, hourofgospelswagger.com. All you need to know is it's going down here at HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. Yeah, yeah.
Tune in to Yacht of the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call and text us at 425-243-4285.
Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise.
Yeah. Yacht of the King Radio now on boldradio.net every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
If you're just tuning in and want to hear this episode in its entirety, go to ydkradio.com.
Hey, bro, what's good? What's poppin'? You know I got something to say.
All right, well, hit us up, 425-243-4285 for a song request, comment, or topic.
Let your voice be heard.
Yacht of the King, 2 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday.
Tune in to boldradio.net. Live bold.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yacht of the King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yacht of the King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, we are back from break. Let's get back into the topic of the day, talking about true growth with the homie C's on Yacht of the King Radio. There is times where there does need to be open rebuke, but also the Bible does talk about times where you take your brother to the side.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think the side stuff has to happen first so they know, okay, hey, man, this is my concern. Like, there's nothing worse than somebody that just got saved last week and you put him on blast like, dog, you did this. Like, he is going to leave.
That's the thing. You know? I think that, see, being a true man of God, leading the flock, because usually when open rebuke comes, it's usually from, you know, your leader.
Right.
Or whatever. But being a true man of God, being led of the Spirit, and God is not going to lead you in a way to run people off.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're as leaders, we're supposed to love, and we're supposed to display that love of God. And God didn't. If you look at the traits of Jesus and what he did, he openly rebuked people. Don't get me wrong, but these people were 1,000% wrong. And he tried to tell these people, you know, quote unquote Pharisees, Sadducees. He tried to tell these people, you know, some of that truth, but they just didn't get it because, you know, if somebody just doesn't get it, or they try to buck up against. He was the display of the word. He was the fulfillment of the word. And so they just, you know, I feel like they didn't want to accept that. So sometimes it takes that open rebuke to get you right, mm-hmm. you know. But then, like you said, if I'm being led of God, just like he did with the woman at the well, you know, when she came and she was found in her, she was a sinner, you know, he didn't, you know, call everybody around, hey, man, this girl over here, man, look at this, you know, you know, he didn't do that.
Right.
They were in private, and but he did not tell her the truth. He told her the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And gave her the word, and then told her to go and sin no more.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take this word, and then you got to grow with it. You can't keep going back to the same thing that you've been doing. That's why I'm telling you this stuff. I'm not gonna put you on blast in front of everybody, but I'm gonna tell you some truth so that you can eat it. And I want you to go and succeed with this word.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, man. We're seeing a tremendous fan growth in gospel music. We see some of these Christian artists topping the charts, man. Let me ask you this, though. Does that transform to growth in people? What are you looking for when you hear urban gospel music? What would show growth for you
with the people that are tuning in?
Humility. The higher you go, the more humble you're going to have to be. When you talk about Christian rappers or just Christian people in general, let's just say Christian music in general, topping the charts, number one, Grammys, Stellar Awards, Dove Awards, I mean, you name it. You got to beware when you start to get exalted by man. You got to be aware that the enemy is showing up around. Mm-hmm. And what better way than to bring you all the way up and let you fall all the way down.
Right.
The enemy would be so happy. And so it's funny you said that. We were just talking about this today. The higher you're exalted in anything, any platform, the more humble and aware you have to be.
That's good.
And it's got to be a daily thing to where, Lord, don't let my ego get big because it's not about me. I got to always remember, just like you asked me, what was the purpose?
Right.
You know, why do you do what you do? You got to always remember what you're doing and why you're doing it, because it could be just that quick that our minds get deterred because somebody pats you on the back the right way, and then all of a sudden, you know, that ego starts to pop up.
Wow.
But you know, pride comes before a fall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so we just gotta beware. So God bless those people that are able to get those awards. God bless those people that are able to go places that none of us could ever go, or some of us that would dream to go. You know what I'm saying? God bless those people. But at the same token, God humble those people too.
Yeah.
Because we never want to be in a situation where we're exalted and then the word of God is compromised because of our ego.
Mm. Good right there, man. Any other thoughts, man, on the topic of the day, true growth?
I just think at the end of the day, all in all, if you feel like you're not growing, because you got to be real with yourself. If you feel like you're not growing, you need to either look at surrounding, the people that you surround yourself with. They definitely have a factor, because I know a lot of people, especially new babes in Christ, it's hard to let go of some of that old life, and you want to keep running with the same people. Man, in order for you to really grow in God, man, sometimes you're going to have to cut some of those connects.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. It hurts. It sucks. But at the end of this all, this race that we're running, every day that we're trying to reach those goals that we're trying to attain, I think it's all worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't measure. The Bible said right here, Romans 8:18, you know, where it talks about how you, this present world that we're looking at right now, you know, the glory that shall be received in me or revealed in me, it can't be compared.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we're looking at right now, but if you keep pressing, and like I said, cut off those people, even though it's hard, then trust me, if you pray long and hard enough, God will surround you with some new friends that are about that life,
yeah.
About that good life. You know, and then once, when it's all said and done, when God breaks open them clouds, you know, if we're still alive, when he cracks open them skies, man, it's all gonna be worth it, and it's definitely not gonna be compared to the glory which will be revealed in us in that day.
Good stuff right there, man. We got it in on the topic of the day with the homie C's, Yada the King Radio. Man, not only after we grow. I mean, you have to grow to survive, man.
Right.
And you got the album Survivor. This is the main single titled after the album Survivor.
Yeah.
Talk to us about this track, man.
Man, Survivor, that's in a nutshell, man, that's my heart, man. When you look up the Webster's definition of survivor, it's someone that has been through a traumatic experience that should have died, but they remained alive.
Mm.
Okay? So, to me, there was a point in time in my life where I was dead spiritually. Well, I thought I was dead spiritually. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for grace and mercy. I thought I was dead spiritually. I could have committed suicide. I had those suicidal thoughts. I had that rage. I was cursing. I was drinking. till my liver could have just exploded, you know, smoking all kinds of stuff, just on my way to a devil's hell. But, like I just said, grace and mercy. Ooh, Jesus, grace and mercy. I don't understand why. I'll never know why, but I know that when God gives you grace and mercy and he gives you chance after chance, there's a reason. There's a mission. And I thank God that I took heed to the call this one time. And this title track, Survivor, it doesn't matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. If you have breath in your body, you're a survivor. And a lot of times, I'll say this real quick, a lot of times, again, going back to all the topics and it all ties in, we're deterred by what people say. You know, a lot of times people say certain things and it can make us turn our backs from God. What kind of relationship do you really have if somebody can deter you from the Savior? So you got to check yourself first, okay? Then begin to look at your situation, your scenario, and be like, man, I serve a better God than that. I serve a greater God than that. And so the hook says, I'm going to tell you the hook. It says, I don't understand why they want me down when all I'm trying to do is gain my crown. Whatever it is, I'm going to survive it all because I'm a survivor, survivor, survivor. And that's what I want to tell the world. It doesn't matter if people are hating on you. It don't matter if they're plotting on you. It don't matter if they're having a meeting against you right now as we speak. That doesn't matter because the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his job. So it doesn't matter. But as long as you got breath in your body, you are a survivor.
All right, let's hop into it. Yada the King Radio. We'll be right back after this.
Broken pieces in my heart, distant memories. At times I feel all alone, can you hear me? This my battle, way my good. Looking in the mirror, don't see your image like I should. Lost and I'm struggling, hand me the ball, I'm fumbling. Too many tasks I'm juggling, sitting around wondering, is this the path you chose for me? I lay awake in a cold sweat, feeling empty, forgive me. The old life is tempting, made that mistake and I'm paying for it daily. You saved me from myself, people think they got me. Figure where was they when I had my finger on the trigger pad? Victim of my own circumstance, did your boy even have a chance? Nah, talked about me out the gate, I'm so glad you ain't got the final say. Wait,
I don't understand why they won't be down when all I'm trying to do is gain my crown. Survive it all.
My soul is scarred. If it wasn't for your grace, I would be behind bars. Put myself in situations, then I cross the line. When I look into your eyes, I don't wanna see you cry. People wanna see my downfall. Heart's been broken. My life on display, time to close the curtain. Betrayed you with a kiss, Lord, why did I do this? Repent from my sins, I don't wanna be Judas. Ay, but you tell me to keep my head up. Call me for your purpose, now it's time for me to face the criticism. You was persecuted too, hung on the cross, so my faults could be washed brand new. Couldn't walk a mile in my left shoe. Got the nerve to judge, well I'm covered by the blood. I'm thanking him daily, the Lord has saved me. I'm not going back, even if they pay me. I'm sold out.
I don't understand why they won't be down. Yeah. When all I'm trying to do is gain my crown.
That's it.
But whatever this is, I'm gonna survive it all.
Break bones, but the worst is words, cause they hurt, been treated like dirt. Man, not trying to take it personally, because I've been set free. Still feel like I'm drowning. I know I'm supposed to be strong, and I know the motto is life goes on. Truth is, no matter how many lashes I take, gotta bear my cross, my destiny is at stake. Sinful nature makes me ugly, and I place no one above thee. Fall on my knees daily, and these haters, they don't face me. Most people think I'm crazy, but in the end, I'm gonna make it. I can take your words and lies, finger pointing and rise. No matter the circumstance, I'ma survive. Let's go.
I don't understand why they want me down when all I'm
I'm trying to do is gain my crown. But whatever this is, I'm gonna survive it all. Survive it all, hey, 'cause I'm a survivor, survivor, survivor.
Let the band play, yo. Let's go.
Yeah.
right, man. We are here once again with the homie C's, man. Talk to me a little bit about the album. It just came out. Share with the people what they can expect, why they need to go pick it up. You know what it is.
Man, it's your boy, S-E-I-Z to the E, C's, the movement. New album just dropped, Survivor. You need to cop that because I feel like I know that God told me that it will be a blessing to your heart, to your spirit. This is real music. Mm. My testimony, what I've been through, me being real on the track, me being transparent, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I feel like instead of me being in the blogs and people trying to figure out, you know, what's the latest story about C's and this and that and what he's been through, where you been at, you know, where you been hiding at, I'd rather just put it on display for the world to see. Because I feel like that the word of God is true when it says that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So everything that you're going to hear on this album is real. Shout out to everybody that had a part, Tri-Quad, Beat Boys, the homegirl, Deion Johnson. I got M.I. Cole, Silas Doss, Surreal. I mean, the whole squad, man. 253 Stand Up. Seattle Stand Up. This is Pacific Northwest at its finest.
All right, man. Let's see. Any last words you want to share with the listeners, bro?
Man, at the end of the day, Jesus is Lord. If you want to get at me, I'm on Facebook. Seize the Movement, S-E-I-Z-E-D-A Movement. I'm on Twitter, at Seize the Movement. Or you can check out my website, www.seizethemovement.com. Everything is Seize the Movement. Get at me, follow me, Facebook me. Tell me that the music's hot. Tell me that the music's not. I love criticism. I love feedback. I love it all, good and bad. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, we got to keep it pushing for Jesus. And if you can help me to grow, then more power to you. I love it. So just get at me.
All right. And let's see. What's going on next, man? What you got popping?
Man, next after this, we're pushing this album pretty heavily. The single Survivor, in Jesus' name, man, you're going to be hearing it on some stations nationally. We got some things on the table that under works that I ain't going to expose it too much, but God is good. But after this, man, we're actually working on a love-inspired mixtape. A lot of times when people drop the mixtapes, it's usually their opportunity to just spit hard and just go hard. I'm going to do a little bit different. I'm going to do something like that's on the love tip, something grown, something for couples, relationship-wise, keeping it real, keeping it grown, keeping it sexy, but keeping it holy for Jesus.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it is, man. Well, we're going to get out of here, man. I appreciate you for tuning in with us. Man, bro, any last words once again?
Just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Y'all keep listening to Yada the King Radio. You know what I'm saying? Home of that great gospel music, 253-206, C-TAC, Seattle, Tacoma, Northwest. Jesus music, baby.
All right, man. We'll be right back. Let's get into some music on Yada the King.
I want to know.
Follow you where you go. Sit to you. living well. Yesterday's manner is getting stale. I'm the blind man in the crowd. I wanna see like the woman with the issue of blood I'm trying to reach. So Father, please, can I get in VIP? Everything else excluded, just you and me. A full sacrifice included, all of me. Born of water and spirit, John chapter 3. I'm so desperate, no housewives. Sitting in the court, popping the cork off the house wine. The blood of the lamb on my mind. I go hell, but I don't got my pearls on swine. Hands to the sky, knees to the ground. Money flow is constant, but my cheese in the ground. Wow, all I want is backstage passes. I know I'm crazy for asking, but
I wanna know if heaven has a VIP room. And if so, I just wanna be close to you. And if heaven has a VIP room, I just want full access to you. Access to you. Access to you.
I just want full
access to you. I just want full access to you.
I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. Lord, I'm feeling so gone. I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Rah! Feeling low. Spinning fast out of control. Broken hoe, yeah, got no place to go. Teeter-totter, man, I feel all over the place. So broken, feeling worthless, stress all around. Got me feeling so far gone.
Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. Feels like the biggest battle that I face is me. Overwhelmed now, feeling alone. Many years of this tired of this struggle now, yeah. Working hard with no rewards. Pressure on every side, wanna jump overboard. Wounds from my past, yeah, they hurtin'. Temptation all around got me feeling broken. Yeah, I always feel like this is do or die. This rollercoaster of emotions got me feeling so tired. I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I'm losing it, I'm losing it. Whoa, I'm losing oh, it.
Katie oh, oh. In my cry, Lord. I'm empty, I'm dry. Will you fill this cup up before I say goodbye?
I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. Losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. So torn apart.
Feel like my life's in pieces. Numb inside. Give me strength, gotta beat this.
Mr. Self-Pity,
welcome back again. Plus I always gotta die to myself. Losing this war into deep within my soul.
Feeding my fears.
Swear they looking like bears. Time to feed this faith. Boy, I'm about to go, hey. Flesh rise up, trying to play me. Spirits ain't come and obey me. Push that down like I got this. Striving in my own strength, that's a mess. Question in my mind, is this a test? Why I always feel down if I'm not the best? Wanna be perfect, but I always fall short. Praise be to God, I'm not saved by what? Back to your presence. Give me some of that perfect peace. Yeah, that's where I belong. Give me some of that Jesus peace.
Gotta always feel like this is do or die. This rollercoaster of emotions got me feeling so tired. I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it. I'm losing it, I'm losing it. I'm losing it.
Yo, check out the full playlist at ydkradio.com. We're talking true growth. I'm going to read James 1, 2 through 4. And it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. There's going to be trials that you're going to go through that are going to continue to help you grow in your walk with God. And don't kind of run from them trials. Sometimes we don't want the hard parts of life, but God is going to use those to grow you up. And just stay anchored in Him. Keep your faith anchored in Jesus, man, and live by the word. And that's how you know when you're growing. I'm going to get out of here. It's the boy, Don Christian, the warrior on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get out of here.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the
king.
Shabbat the
king.
We out of the
king.
We out of the
king.